Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mail on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view. After further review, you know what to do. Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
I don't even know what to say. Are we on now or what? What's going on? It's the mayor in the building, man. Once again, take two. After further review, man, Chico Towers Radio in the building, man. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I'm going to rock out anyway, man. You got the mayor in the house, man. Like I was saying earlier, I was running through the scores or whatever. Now I'm off my square right now, but it's all good. Let me get back on pace, man. We right here, man. After further review, GQ Palace, 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Basketball popping off, college and the NBA. NFL things was going down. Guess you could run through the scores again, because I was running through them earlier. I don't know what happened, but I was running through them earlier. My Buccaneers won last night. I'm in a good mood, man. It might not sound like it, but I'm in a good mood. My Buccaneers finally got off the snide last night, and we beat Miami 22-19, just like I said they would. My Buccaneers came through for me finally. We're a good team. We just, you know, kind of undisciplined, kind of make, you know, foolish mistakes at times. And we did it last night, too. You know, Deshaun Golson, I don't know what's the matter with you, but, you know, just because you have that reputation as a hard hitter, you don't have to get a reputation as a knucklehead. You know what I mean? Because there's a guy already in Washington, Brandon Merriweather, and he's already got that title. He ran with it. So we need you in the game, my dude. Regardless of how many times you get burnt, how many coverages you blow, we still need you in the game, man. So we need you to be there and leave those unnecessary penalties alone, man. We here, man. After further review, you know the math, man. We're dealing with some technical difficulties, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm in the building. Like I said last night, Tampa Bay 22, Miami 19. Sunday night was New Orleans over Dallas 49-17. Arizona over Houston 27-24. Denver over San Diego 28-20. Carolina over the 49ers 10-9. Seattle 33, Atlanta 10. Detroit 21, Chicago 19. Philadelphia 27, Green Bay 13. Jacksonville 29, Tennessee 27. They got their first win as well, so it's a good weekend for everybody. St. Louis, 38. Indianapolis, 8. Giants, 24. Raiders, 20. Steelers, 23. Buffalo Bills, 10. Baltimore Ravens, 20. Cincinnati, 17 in overtime. And Thursday night, Minnesota Vikings over the Washington team, 34-27. So that's what it was, man, in the NFL, man. Hope you know, your team has won or whatever. It's been a switch around, a big switcheroo in the BCS, man, because Oregon, once again, you know, couldn't hold their water in a game against Stanford, and now they, you know, they dropped down. And, you know, it's a situation where Oregon is, you know, it was just basically all you do is when you lose, you're done. It's that simple. You lose and you're done. So basically Oregon, you know, they're really on the outside looking in right now as far as the national championship picture is concerned. We got the mayor in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the situation to call, man. I'm just flying by. I don't know what's going on, yo. We'll talk. Ziggy, man, welcome to the bigger show. I ain't getting no bell or no nothing, so I'm just flying by the seat of my pants here, man. This is crazy. Ziggy, what's good? Yeah, there you go. So here we go, man. So we just rock it out, man. I don't know what's going on. The listeners, bear with me. I don't know what's happening, but the situation's about to get better real, real soon. I promise you that. The mayor's gonna be in the situation. I promise you that it's gonna be better. I'm trying to figure out where Ziggy's at, but they told me Ziggy's on the line, but I don't know what's going on. But again, man, we just talking, man. I don't know, you know, I don't even know if we're on the air, so I'm just talking. You know what I mean? Real talk. I don't know what the hell is going on. But again, Oregon's not really the subject to be talking about right now. Everybody else is doing their numbers. Florida State is creeping on the come up. Ohio State is right there still. People giving me grief about Ohio State, and after further review, I got Ohio State number one. So, I mean, you know, until they lose, you know, then, I mean, that's what that is. All right, so I am on the air. All right, so that's what it is. I can't call it. I guess Ziggy's call dropped, so I'm just going to ride out, man. It is what it is. Talk a little college football a little bit, man. Alabama did what they had to do, man. They're still number one in the BCS poll. And Florida State is number two, Ohio State is number three, and I think Stanford is number four. But I got Ohio State number one, Alabama number two, Florida State number three, and Stanford number four in my poll. So now it's basically the process of elimination now. You know, Oregon was the first team to drop, you know, and you know, kind of cleared away for everybody else or whatever. You know, and let's see what it is. A couple of good games coming up this weekend. Georgia is playing at Auburn. That's going to be a good game. You know how they do it down in the SEC. Then you got, Syracuse is playing Florida State. So, you know, hopefully they could hang around until, like, the third quarter at least. Yeah, man, so it's a lot of things going on this weekend, man. College football, Stanford's playing USC. Alabama's playing Mississippi State. Florida's playing South Carolina. Baylor's got a tough one at Texas Tech, even though they don't even know it. And there you go, man. It's time to get yourself in position for these bowl games and make sure these bowl panels are, you know, the bowl game that you're trying to get into. Hello, Ziggy, what's up, man?
Oh, okay, I'm on here now?
Yeah, I guess, man. I don't know what's going on. This is killing me. I don't know what's going on. What's happening, my dude? Welcome to the show.
Congratulations on your first win.
Yeah, man. You know, it was getting kind of tested. I was, you know, in the mood. I was getting ready to start popping my collar a little bit. Then I realized my team is Tampa Bay, so they made the mistakes. You know what I'm saying? They made the mistakes. Deshaun Golson again. You know, they're trying to beat somebody with his helmet. You know, dumb penalties and killing drives. And even Glennon, man, threw an interception. But, you know, we did what we had to do, man. We wasn't going to blow that one in front of the Super Bowl champs. You know what I mean?
Mayor. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Real talk, though. But this is real talk, and this is piggybacking off of what you said about 2 or 3 weeks ago. If you go throw rocks from across the street, come show up. Point,
yeah.
At the end.
Yeah. You know, that's all, man. If you go, you know, say do what you do, man. Don't talk about it. Be about it. You know. And you know, my team is going to make some things happen. I said we're going to get 4, man. I think that was one of the ones that I picked. I think we're going to get 3 more before it's all done, man. So I was banking on this one, and this is what we got. So we can make a little roll on it. But you know, my team is what it is. We could be beating you 28-0 in the first quarter, but the game is going to be close at the end. I don't know what it is, man. We play first 5-10 minutes of the game, we go hard. But you see the runs that Leonard was making 20. What is this? You know, we're doing that in Rutgers. Like, what is this? We get all hyped for the beginning of the game, and then, you know, after halftime or when the halftime gets close, the game is 60 minutes. It's not 30 minutes. It's not 25 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the problem where we're letting teams back into the game, that's our problem. We should have at least 5 or 6 wins by now, at least, Ziggy. You know what I mean? We're not a bad team. We just make bad mistakes. And if you make bad mistakes, you can't be a winning team. It's that simple, you know. And I knew my team was going to let Jacksonville win and us not win. Come on now.
Hey, but I think that was a nice analogy. It's, like I said, it was all good, but that was not a football analogy I was trying to throw at you. It was something else about if you're going to throw rocks, if you're going to come to the big show, show up at the bigger show. If you want to throw rocks and then go hide behind individuals.
Hey, you know, that tells me all I need to know about you. It's all good. So, yeah, I had missed some things going on, man, because I was, you know, busy with this Zulu Nation anniversary and doing some stuff as far as school, getting my business plan together for school or whatever. But I wasn't even in there, like, but I got the gist of it. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's a lot of people in there that do what they do. They go darts or whatever. When it's time to come up again, we're here.
Yeah, ain't going nowhere. We're right here in the middle of the ring. What's the problem?
That's right. And, you know, we got bigger things coming up, man, so it's going down. So, again, man, you know, I want to, you know, put on them. But shout out to the listeners. If you're listening, the number is 646-200-3838. And you can press 1, and you can get in on the conversation. And we're right here, so we can, you know, do what we do. So, again, so Ziggy, man, pop your collar a little bit. You can
thank you, thank you.
First place, pop your collar. You know what I mean?
Thank you, thank you. And Brandon Marshall don't like it, and it's all good. And, well, I wonder what's going to happen, like, Thanksgiving Day. Well, first of all, we're going to have to take care of, we're going to have to pop the top in the big ketchup bottle. In Heinz Field, we plan on going there, marking their graves.
Mm-hmm. Put them out their miseries.
Put them out their miseries.
No doubt. So really, man, you're at a point in the season right now, man, where, you know, like, you know, you
I need this. We need this. Yeah. We need this game. This
I'm going to wait to the end, and I ain't going to put all my eggs in one basket. But how are you feeling about your Lions right now?
I feel good. Hey, let me tell you something, but when they talk about the top teams in the NFC on prime time and NFL prime time and NFL Live and all them shows on NFL Network, we never get mentioned. But it's okay. It's all right, and I'm cool with that because we'll just have to beat down the door.
I mean, you know, and they can't ignore you too long, man. But I mean, I had the Lions, man, up there. You know what I'm saying? And I think that you guys are, you know, you're the division leader. You know what I mean? And you're playing. And I think you haven't played your best ball yet, man. You got a good team. The defense is off the hook. You got a quarterback, you got a receiver, you got a running game now, you know what I mean? So, I mean, the rules are the same. The sky's the limit. You know what I mean? Just don't stub your toe, that's all. That's all. I mean, you beat the teams ahead of you. You beat in Chicago, you beat in Green Bay. So, I mean, all this is go out there and get business. You know what I mean?
And the funniest thing is when they was inside the red zone at the 7-yard line and Megatron split out wide. Of course, Tillman went over there with him. He didn't bump him. He didn't do nothing. He actually, on that second touchdown pass, Megatron actually kind of, if you go back and look at the replay, he had a smile on his face when the ball was through. Like, are you actually not going to turn back around? And then when he caught the ball, he before the ball got there, because you know he's already 7-8 inches taller than Tillman. He practically looked down like, okay, little man, got this.
Right. It's the big leagues over here. No doubt. And again, man, you know, the Lions are doing their thing, man. And for Brandon Marshall, he's going to say what he's going to say regardless or whatever. It's a division thing. And, you know, it's time to y'all to pop your collar, man. It's been a long time, man. So now you're sitting with a, you know, 500, you know what I mean? You still got, you know, 7 games left or whatever.
I'm waiting on turkey game because A-Rod, the same thing, the same rate, because they're going to try to rush A-Rod back. He's not going to be 100%. They're going to try to rush him back like they did Cutler. He's going to take some hits. And, I don't know what to tell you, but I know Green Bay fan, he's not 100%. Okay, but don't be out. Don't get out there then. Injuries are injuries. Next man up.
That's what it is. A quick word, right quick, on your new manager for the Detroit Tigers, Brad Austin, what about that?
Hey, we gotta catch it. Well, catches are the best, like you said. Catches are the best ones that can be ended up being manager. I have no problem with it. I have a problem with it if they don't want to pay Max that money because they said they put him on a trade. They talk about he trade
bait.
Yeah,
man. We
so that blew my mind away. But I just wanted to wait and see.
You know what, though? You know what, though, Jake? I'm looking at it like this now. The way, you know, everything is going on as far as we're talking baseball after further review. Trying to get the hot stove percolating a little bit because we're down with that, too. Now, to me, it's like, yo, man, you know, these cats make, you know, they have nice seasons and play their contracts out, and then now they want to shoot for the moon. And, I mean, it's either now you got to think about, well, what can we get back for him? You know what I'm saying? We don't have the money to pay him. But if we could get 3 or 4 pieces for that one piece, we're still gonna be competitive. Regardless, we hate to see you go. You know what I'm saying?
That fielder contract is what's holding us up. Instead of us giving them two or three years, gave them 7 or 8 years.
And that's the thing about those long-term deals. And you think the Yankees, you know, thinking about that with Robinson Cano? You know what I mean? Like, you know, they're going to sign this dude, but we're going to sign, you know, you look at that examples of why not to give him the long term. Look at Pujols. Look at Hamilton. Look at Prince Fielder. You know what I'm saying? So,
right,
I mean,
right.
You know, these, you know, if you're, as a GM or as an owner, as the corporate business side of things, you're like looking like, I can't give these dudes all this money. You know what I mean? Why am I, you know, the Phillies just signed Marlon Byrd for $16 million. You know, it's good money if you could get it. But come on, yo, I'm not giving. And Robinson Cano, if he wants to go to the Dodgers, more power to you. I can go get Brandon Phillips. I can go get Max Scherzer. I can go get My man, the catcher for the Orioles, Readers, I can go get him. You don't want the Yankees to do that. Because the Yankees is never going to be broke. We got loot. We got loot to spend, you know what I mean? But now that this tax thing is coming in, the more money we spend, it's going to be better for teams like the Brewers, the Pirates, you know what I mean? Because they're living off the tax that the Yankees have to pay. But we just wanted to touch a little bit on that, man. I like to talk baseball all year round. But, yeah, Ziggy, man, so get it back on football right quick, man. You see anything that was interesting to you this past Sunday? Besides my Tampa Bay Buccaneers finally winning.
Well, Jacksonville, did you know that Jacksonville was the only AFC South team that won this week?
Yeah. I see. Indianapolis got crushed.
That surprised
me. Yeah.
And did you know, 2 weeks ago at the further review, Football League, somebody actually, because I got Tavon Austin on my bench, somebody asked me they was going to, no, it's on somebody else's bench, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Somebody tried to give him to me because I had him early in the year. But somebody tried to give him to me, and I told him, uh-huh. I said no. And all of a sudden, I look up, and he's already got 130 all-purpose yards. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean,
no,
you know,
he finally showed up.
Yeah, finally. Everybody has their time to finally show. But now I think as far as the fantasy, you're going to have to, you know, really, really get those little guys that's going to really contribute and give you numbers. You know what I mean? And maybe, you know, Tavon is basically his time. You know, it was due. And my thing is, what happened to the Colts? You know, 8 points from the Colts, that's not a good look. You know what I'm saying? That's not a good look at all. So we're here, man. After further review, man, GQ Palace Radio is in the building, man. You got the mail on a Tuesday. You know how we do it. I had Ziggy on the line with me. I don't know what happened to his call or whatever. We just going through some little technical difficulties right now, man, in the building, man. Bear with us. We still rock out. You know how we do. And little NCAA basketball popping up tonight. The Champions Classic is going on in Chicago. You got the top teams in the country right now balling out. And I know Ziggy's hyped because of Michigan State doing it to Kentucky right now. And I'm expecting to hear from a couple of people who are on Kentucky. Ziggy, your call dropped, but it's all good, though. I got you, Mr. Lavina. Big up to Rich. Miss Lavina behind the board doing her thing. Big up to the whole situation. After further review, GQ Palace is in the building, man. You know, we flying by the seat of our pants tonight, man. We here. Shout out to my people at Skyhook Radio. I see you. I got you. And Not 97 is going down. The man's in the building. I got you. We here, man. A couple of things I wanted to touch on right quick. I did the after further review. But I get it out there. It'll probably be later on after the show or tomorrow. I'll get the after further review out because I'm working on this business plan, man, and it's really, really killing me. I gotta have like 65 pages, and I'm up to like page 7. So I'm on my Grizzly. What's up? Yeah, man.
Oh, I didn't know you could hear me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm doing a business plan for my for entrepreneurship classes who are graduating in May, right? And so my professor is like, you need a complete business plan. So my business that I want to tell him about is I want to do a sports travel agency. You know what I mean? Because sports happens all year round all over the world. So what I would do is that you would come to me and you would put together a package, say you want to go to the Super Bowl, or say you want to go see a fight, or you want to go to a bowl game or the World Cup or whatever. We'll put that together for you. We'll get you the tickets to the game. We'll get you your transportation to and from. You see your hotel accommodations and all that. So what I have to do is I'm building my base of my business on that. So I have to base my business model on that. So where am I going to get funding from? And, you know, I have to have a 5-year plan. And, you know, it's crazy. It's real, real crazy, man. And my professor's real, you know, in depth. And I got to, you know, really, really make sure my stuff is on point. But, we're in the building, man. So what's good with the Michigan Wolverines, man?
I'm watching the game, Michigan State up 15, but anyway, what were you saying,
I was talking about your Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, okay.
They are by like 35.
That's why I went back to the game that was gonna be about something.
Mm-hmm. These two games are definitely gonna be about something. Definitely gonna be about something. I want to look at Andrew Wiggins. We're gonna get our first look at Andrew Wiggins tonight. You know, and I'm looking for these Harrison dudes that Kia was telling me about, so just beating me in the head about for Kentucky, man. I'm trying to see what's going on with them, you know, and I think that Calipari and them is getting a free pass as far as them being the number one team in the country. You got Aaron Harrison and Andrew Harrison, okay? I guess it's their first couple games or whatever. I'm looking forward to them doing some things, and I don't know yet, man. I'm not really going to call it yet. But I can't really call it because they're down by 15 to Michigan State.
to a senior, hey, the killer thing about it, that's a veteran team they down to.
Yeah. So it's still early, but this is the type of games right here that kind of like can dictate how your season is going to go, man. These are games early in the season, but they're like, you know, tournament atmosphere. You got number one against number two, you know what I mean, on a neutral floor. So, you know, you want to have your game together for that. Again, so it's Michigan State 38, Kentucky 23. Halftime, Syracuse 46, Fordham 21. So I like how that's going down. My Syracuse Orangemen, man, I really keep up with college basketball, Biggie, but I don't get into it really until conference play.
I feel you.
And I can't wait for conference play this year. We go
right.
We got Duke, North Carolina State, all the ACC. We got the ACC locked down, man. So we're going to take that 2-3 zone down in Tobacco Road and see what they're going to do, man. You know what I mean? I stick with my Syracuse Orangemen, man, and it doesn't hurt as much now to not say Big East Conference. You know, I'm getting rolling off my tongue. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, we got some games coming up. I'm looking at Syracuse's schedule right now. We start conference play in January. And we play St. John's on December 15th. I ain't mad at that. Okay, I mean, we still got a couple of games against old foes. We play Villanova. You know what I mean? We play St. John's. So I mean, we still got a couple of games or whatever. But our conference play starts January 4th. So it's going to be real crazy for Syracuse. We got Miami, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Boston College, in Miami again, Wake Forest. We play Duke on February 1st. We play Duke again February 22nd. Play Maryland, Virginia. You know, this ACC schedule is going to be crazy for Syracuse, but I think that we're going to do good. We're definitely going to be, you know, in there towards the end of the season. But again, once they start conference play, that's when I get serious into college basketball. But we just said popping off right now. You got the Champions Classic going on in Chicago right now. Go ahead.
Hey, Mayor. I seen your rankings on college football at the first review where you have Ohio State number one.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't have no problem with it. But, hey, I say the reason why they ain't going to get in is by the help of us. The way we playing so far, we're not helping their strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I said that about, if you remember, I must have said that about 5-6 weeks ago when I was like, wow, we're actually messing up Ohio State from actually trying to do anything because they can blow whoever they want to blow out as long as we play like we garbage. That computer is looking at the strength of schedule like, okay, putting in the computers, and when they spit it back out, you got Michigan on your schedule. That's not going to work.
Yeah, but then it boils down to that game. I think that game is on the road. It's in the big house, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
and we don't even have to really win that game. Just stay in it.
You just got to stay out. I was just getting ready to say that.
Just stay in it.
If it's a game with 5 minutes left to play, Ohio State can throw the BCS final away. They can throw the BCS championship away. They got to throw Michigan out. Because that's exactly like you said. The strength of schedule and Michigan, you know, not playing up the par, you know what I mean? Ohio State can't go into the big house and say, okay, we need to win by a touchdown. No, we need to win by 4 or 5 touchdowns.
I guess my vision must have been too much for folks because when I brought that up, posted that on the sports room, it's like, wow, the feedback I got on it, oh, my goodness, you're such biased. No, man. What do you mean biased? We're talking about politics here. This is the right. only sports that got politics to actually get into a game. Red tape and all, computers and all. This is really about who cut the red tape. And that's what I'm looking at. I mean, everybody wanted to put their feelings in the air. I put my feelings in the air, and I put my feelings to the side, and I knew my team was garbage, and I seen what was coming. Yes, I'm going to rep them, but at the same time, and I was like, oh, okay, by the way we playing, we're actually going to hold Ohio State from getting in it. Oh, that's something biased to say. Man, open up your mind. Think outside the box.
Right. And that's a lot of, you know, you tell where your conversation is coming from as far as you're looking at it analytically, or you're just looking at it as a fan, and you're just looking at it as long as you get the W, you don't care what happens. So looking at it from an analytical standpoint, you're looking at it like, okay, you know, we see what Ohio State is doing, but we're not doing that much better. So looking at it from that standpoint, you're going to look at it from the realistic part of it. I can't look at it with a pie in the sky like, oh, we're going to win, that makes us number one. No. It's way more into it than that, yo.
Yes.
But, again, so that's what separates the sports people from the sports talkers from the sports heads. And it's cool. You know, because like I said, I don't, you know, get off into that, you know, you want to ask who is the greatest and who is this. I don't,
that's beneath me.
My opinion is my opinion. You know, you might say, so-and-so is better than this one. But that's fine. That's your opinion. So when I ask you why do you think that, and if you can't give me a reason why, then why should I validate your opinion? Why should I even be concerned about your opinion? Just because it's something that somebody else told you? I don't care what somebody else told you. What do you think?
That's why I stay away from LBJ and versus Kobe versus Mike talk. I stay away from Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning talk, because it doesn't matter if you have on your team especially if you're the person that's dogging one of these individuals out. If they were on your team, you would be the first one trying to defend them.
That's true, but it's like you brought up a good conversation right there about the Tom Brady and Peyton Manning conversation. What can you tell me about Peyton Manning? I would love to have a conversation with somebody who's going to beat me in the head about Peyton Manning. As a matter of fact, I think I did.
You did.
How you going to beat me in the head about Peyton Manning? Are you out your mind? Peyton Manning got one ring. He ran in Tennessee, okay? He is the regular season Buddha. He's on the Mount Rushmore of regular season quarterbacks. That's a beautiful thing. But when it comes down to sitting at the table and show your jewelry at the door, he got one. His brother got two. So Archie is looking at him sideways. Wasn't you supposed to be the man? Wasn't Peyton supposed to be the man? Now, Archie looking at Eli like, Eli coming in through the table like, yo, move out the way.
Move out the way.
How you going to tell me about Peyton Manning? You can't tell me nothing about Peyton Manning.
And then little brother be able to put his hand on the table on Turkey Day when they sitting across the table from each other, and he got them two rings sitting there. He's not elite. He's not this. He's not that. And Big Brother is better than Eli. Tell me something I don't know.
On paper.
Tell me something.
On paper. I mean, Ziggy, I would crush. I would, shout out to the listeners, man. 646-200-0383.
Press one. Don't be scared.
All you gotta do. Plus one to get in on the conversation, because I would love to really kick it with you and you give me your reason why I got to slob Peyton Manning like you slob Peyton Manning. Real talk, because I don't get it, and you're going to talk facts. What facts? The only fact I know is Eli got two and Peyton got one.
I asked this one dude, did he have a man crush on him?
How many facts you need? You know what I'm saying? So don't, you know, like you said in the beginning, if you're going to come aiming at the king, you best not miss, because I got something for you, straight like that. And it's not no ESPN and none of that. Straight facts. So all you are listening, and you might take it for whatever, take it for what it's worth, because it goes down and it's not a game. We take the real still. Think when we get into the basketball talk in the second hour, yo, I got a story. I met somebody on the train, man. And he was a referee. He was just talking my ear off, you know, about the whole ACC tournament with Ralph Sampson and and Jordan and Lenny Bias, and that. He was a referee, man. We just really had to talk all the way on the train, and we really vibed out. And it felt so good to talk to somebody that was that could school me. Because I was like, yo, I was like
right,
a little kid.
Right.
He was talking like, yo, he was at the Omni, and da-da-da-da, and I was like, Kenny Smith, and da-da-da-da, Michael Jordan, Lenny Bias. I'm like,
hey,
oh,
I used to work. When I was back in the day, I got a little story to tell. When I was about 20, 21, I used to work at the airport, at Metro Airport. And do you remember when on Monday nights they used to have Big Mondays where they used to have the Big East come on first,
yeah,
the Big Ten come in the middle, and UNLV was the squad, and they used to have them, Big West, the big, you know, at the time, the last game. It was always like it was because they was really the only ones in that conference that was about something in basketball for real. But anyway, this one particular, this was the Fab Five was in the house. Well, anyway, one day I was it was on a Tuesday morning. It was after Big Monday, and I'm sitting there and I was reading this magazine, and I work in the airport and I was reading this magazine because I work in this magazine room, and I'm reading all the sports magazines. And I'm sitting there because every Monday they come out with a new edition. So I was sitting there reading, and I hear somebody behind me talking about, oh, did you see that game last night? I just love me some Rose. I was like, man, only one person talk like that. And that's how I turned around, and oh, my goodness, Dick Vitale standing over my shoulder reading the magazine behind me.
Dickie V.
Behind me, actually, I was like, oh, are you serious? I turned around, I was like, can I get your autograph? That's the first thing I said. He was like, oh, sure, no problem. He said, I was like, that's what's up. That's what's up right there.
No doubt. I mean, and the guy was, I was sitting on the train, and we was just talking, man, and his name was Tom Mahler. And he was like, yeah, man, you know, he was like, his father was a referee, NBA referee, NBA referee, he was a referee, and he was like telling me about the tournaments and stuff like that, and everything, man, I was just caught up. He was just like, yeah, he refereed the game and Ralph Sampson and him got beat in the ACC tournament. And I was like, oh, man, he was just taking it back and just bringing back all these memories, man, and just having a good conversation. It wasn't about the nobody was debating nothing, because I couldn't debate with him. He was on the court with Jordan. You know what I mean? And so how could I debate him? So I was just, you know, I was really, really, you know, trying to learn and trying to get information. I think that's what separates, you know, these cats from, you know, us, because we have the respect for real.
He would have took it in. We would have grasped
right,
it like a sponge.
We would have took it in.
We would have said nothing. Okay.
Right. And
My father used to talk about Ali and Frazier all the time. He said, man, did you? He used to tell me, he told me when he actually sat there and watched Foreman gave Frazier that hit him, and Frazier's feet came off the ground 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah,
and he said he hit him so hard his foot just came up off the ground.
Down goes Frazier. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, you know, and him and his brothers get around talking, and I sit there and listen and craft that stuff, and it was priceless. Nah, you can't get cats like that to do that today.
Nah, you can't, because
they're gonna call you old. They're gonna call you old, decrepit, and all that. Okay.
But you know what, though? You know what I got for them, though? And again, I'm gonna give out the number again, because this is what I do. 646-200-3838 is the math. You press 1 to get on the conversation. Miss Lavina got you. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is just holler at your boy, and we can get it in. That's all I'm saying. And, again, if you don't, you know, if you think you know everything, then that's fine. But when somebody knows a little bit more than you and you get into that name call and stuff, that's fine. You know what I tell them, Ziggy? I'm a man of a certain age. That's right. But I've seen it. I ain't got to go to YouTube for nothing. I've seen it. And that's the advantage that I have over you. You'll never have that, because you don't have the time to sit and listen. You want to know so much. You pretend you want to know so much, but you don't want to learn nothing. You know what I mean? So, and there's nothing wrong with going for your team and going hard for your team or whatever, whatever. But you got to knock me off my square. And that's just the bottom line. And that's just how it is. And any topic, from baseball, basketball, football, hockey, golf, tennis, whatever. If it's a sport and somebody win and somebody lose, I'm down with it. And I need to know what's going on. Just like last year, man. or maybe 2 years ago, man, I was trying to, you know, learn a little bit more about hockey. I would sit and watch the playoffs, man. You know what I mean? Just by myself and trying to learn. Then I got with my little hockey heads, and they would put me off of what I didn't know. And they were
right.
younger than me. And they would say,
right.
well, this is how it goes. And I would, you know, okay, now I know now. So,
this is what icing is. This
yeah,
is what
the icing and yeah. about the blue line. And I really didn't understand
right, right.
what size was.
I had to learn that, too. I had to learn that, too.
I
mean,
I
just couldn't.
I didn't understand it. You know what I'm saying? But once I see what it was, when the puck is in front of you or the puck is behind you and you're crossing that line, that's offside.
Right.
So I was like, oh, okay. So now I'm trying to watch it. And now I'm trying to predict it. So, oh, that's offside. And now I got a better understanding of it. But, again, it's the difference because we're willing to learn without, you know, calling somebody a name or feeling
right.
less than or feeling like, you know, well, obviously you are less than. Because if you're trying to come in here talking garbage and nobody knows what you're talking about, then when you get called out, now you want to call a man. So that's on you. Because you can call me a name all you want. I'll eat that up. Thank you. But I'm still better than you. Now what? So that's where I'm at with it, man. But, you know, we try to bring objectivity into the situation, man, where everybody has their own opinion. That's why we do this after further review, man. Wow, the bell is coming. Yeah, we're like, we at the carnival. I'm about to hit the top thing at the bell, man. We at the carnival, man. Yeah, it's what it is, man. You know what it is, man. Shay, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude.
What's up, man?
All right. That's what's
up, dog?
What's up, Ziggy?
All right. Yeah, Shay's really excited. He's excited tonight, man. He's excited tonight. I like that, man. Shay got that excitement in his voice. I like that, man. Don't overdo it, my dude. This is my Tampa Bay Buccaneers one. You ain't got to go overboard right. for me.
You know the first thing I wanted to tell you, shout out to your Bucks, man. They won me some money this weekend. They won me some money. I said, damn it. I was rooting for them last night. I said, let's go, Tampa Bay. I need this. You need to win me this money. And they poured it out. I got mad. I ain't going to front. I got mad at them in the third quarter. I was like, man, these sad. Boy, they didn't let these boys come back during lose. They scored that touchdown in the fourth quarter. I said, let's go. Let's just hold on.
So did you see how Brian, did you see how Leonard was running through the beat? Did you see that? Every time he touched the ball, he was popping up like the 10 to 15 yards. I'm like, where did he do this? Where did he do that? You know what I'm saying? And you know, they play out their mind the first 10, 15 minutes of the game. And then it seems like they get tired. They hit a wall or something. They need a 5-minute energy drink or something. Because it was like they went in there and switched uniforms at halftime. Like, what's going on? Did you see how Tannehill was tearing them up before halftime, Chase?
Hey.
He was going to the, what was the dude, number 18, I think his name was. He was going every single time. He was killing them. Like, oh, man, what is this?
I know. I was thinking at halftime, I was like, man, are they going to come out and have to double cover him? Man, he is killing them.
Yeah.
That's the same way I felt. Shay, that's the same way I felt about Chicago when the way they was playing Megatron. And I'm like, okay, Tillman is sitting right there. You know, he's sitting right there. He did not do no hand-to-hand combat. He already 7 inches. He already 7 inches shorter than him. He let him come off the line with a clean look. He didn't even actually put his hand on him. I was like, okay, you sticking your chest out that much? And it was almost like Megatron was like, y'all not going to have a double over here? Okay, no problem. When he turned around, if you notice that second touchdown pass, when he turned around, he backed up in the end zone and he looked down at the bottom of his the bottom of his helmet. He looked at Tillman's helmet, like, because Matthew Stafford, when he threw the ball, Tillman never turned around. He had his back up. He was already beat.
Right.
I was like, man, are you serious? Okay, well, and thank you, Brandon Marshall.
That's what it is. Shay, I'm glad you called, man. You got a big game coming up this Sunday, man. You got the Carolina Panthers, and they just kind of like coming out of nowhere.
I need you this week, Shay.
New England and Carolina, man. What's your analysis on it, right quick, man?
It should be a good game, but this the only reason why I'm gonna say we might. I ain't gonna say we gonna blow them out, but I'm gonna say this. Carolina ain't used. This is going to be a factor of them not used to playing Brady every year. They get that where they don't really know. They don't get a chance to play Brady every year. So this is great being experience for them boys.
Okay.
As long as our boys is healthy, long as Gronk and Amendola can make it through the game, we get Tompkins back. Hopefully we can get Talib back, because I'm just not convinced Carolina can score that much on us. I'm just not convinced.
Mm. Okay.
They only got
10 points on the 49ers, but then again, they only gave up 9. So they did what they needed to do. But again, like you said, their scoring is going to have to come from somewhere. Because again, the last previous weeks from Carolina, from starting up the game with Minnesota, they had to go back a week right back to the bye. They had the bye in week 4. Week 5, they scored 22 against Arizona. They scored 35 against Minnesota. They scored 30 against St. Louis. They scored 31 against Tampa Bay. They scored 34 against Atlanta. And they scored 10 on Sunday against San Francisco. So, again, like you said, you know, their offense is going to have to really, really show and prove. It was just a game at home, so maybe that might, you know, lead into a little bit of something. But New England, man, it, like you said, it's going to be real in the field, man. It's going to be real for Cam Newton. We're going to really see where they're at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After this game, we'll see. We'll see where the Carolina Panthers are. But
I need you to slow them up. I need y'all to slow them up because, hey, they, even though we got the North taken care of, hey, they, like I said, we ain't even getting talked about. And like I said, it's okay with me. It's fine and dandy because we'll beat the door down and have to. We not even get talked about, but that's all right. But like Carolina is, and Carolina is kind of scary because they got defense and they run the ball.
I think they've woken up now, man. You know what I mean? And they got their running.
They're doing their thing.
But I need your team to test them this weekend, Shay. That's tough part of their schedule, man. I really don't even really see a tough part of the schedule for Detroit. You got Pittsburgh, then you got Tampa Bay, then you got Green Bay, then you got Philadelphia, Baltimore, the Giants, and at Minnesota.
I said it's apparently apparent that Philly just woke up.
They
right back into the thick of it.
Yeah, I just think that again, you know, with the Detroit Lions, man, it's your schedule, man. I don't see 3 losses on your schedule for the rest of the season. And you got 7 games left. You can go 6-1 the rest of your schedule.
That'd be a nice
12-4 right there, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Your schedule is calling for it. So now you're what, 6-3 right now? You shouldn't take nothing less than 12-4. You should take nothing less than 12-4. Just look at your schedule.
Right.
You're 6-3 right now. You are 6-3. You got at Pittsburgh. That's a win. Tampa Bay at home, you should win that one. I hope you don't, but you should win that one. Green Bay is hurt right now. That's the Thanksgiving game. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be ready for that game?
Hey, they talking about rushing him back. Okay, make the Cutler mistake. And you know what? I want to send a shout out to Mark Trestman. Thank you for actually not seeing what I saw when he was getting hit. He kept getting hit. Cutler kept getting hit. He kept holding his hand. And I was like, this guy don't even have the velocity on the ball no more. He ain't even stepping through it. A bad Jay Cutler is the worst. Oh, my goodness. He could take you down.
Yeah,
a bad Jay Cutler
is the worst Jay Cutler.
It's the worst thing you want to do because he don't have, because he got the arm strip. He got the arm strip. He already feel like he can make any throw. Mm-hmm. And plus, a bad Jay Cutler that's wounded, that's going to throw balls in the middle of the field, I'll take that all day long before Josh McCown. I was like, okay, keep him in there. Keep him in there because you could tell that he was taking them hits and he wasn't stepping into his throws. And so finally, Trestman wanted to take him out. I was like, okay, now you actually see this? You actually see this now?
And they got a decent backup. I don't know why they was tripping. They shouldn't even play.
That's why I said thank you.
They got a decent backup.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said thank you, because I was like, if they put McCowan in, because Clay is getting beat. He's actually getting beat. But Cutler's not throwing the ball right. He's not stepping into his throw, so it don't even matter. He took a hit. He kept taking hits. And Fairley gave him a hit, and he hit him in the mouth.
Mm.
Ooh, I was like, oh, I felt that one. I felt that one.
What's your opinion about possibly seeing Matt Flynn again? You know what happened last time Matt Flynn was in the Green Bay uniform playing Detroit Lions?
Yeah.
That's how he made all that money. Remember that shade?
He needed to get some of that money. He needed to donate some of that money to the Lions locker room for that.
Boy, Downey.
Defensive coordinator.
Rob Bell got him that contract.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my goodness.
I said the Lions show got Flynn that contract.
Yeah, they did. Yes. Flynn was going crazy. They couldn't wait to sign Max Flynn.
In the snow.
You know what I mean? He was killing Detroit.
In the snow.
That's either here or there. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mayor. Hey, Mayor. He was killing us in the snow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, made him look like the greatest thing since Peter Butter and Jelly, man. And since then, he's been on, what, 3-4 teams? You know what I mean? And, you know, this is what it is. But, man, you see how things work, man. Everything comes full circle. But, yeah, we here, man. After first review, GQ Palace Radio. We having fun with it, with or without you. We in the building, 646-200-3838 is the math. Bring your A game. That's all. It's not a warning. It's not a threat. It's just a promise. Bring your A game. We here in the building, man. You got the mayor in the building. I got my man Ziggy in the building with me. I got Shay on the line holding it down. We about to get into our, you know what we do, man. We got to do our picks and all that good stuff later on. Talk a little NBA now, man. What's good with your Miami Heat, Shay? I know you chomping at the bit to talk about your Miami Heat. What's happening, man? What's your status report on your team, man? What grade you
giving
so far?
Man, gotta get it together. We be all right, though. It ain't number
gotta
November.
Get it together.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta get it together. We be all right, though. It ain't number November. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we be all
right.
I'd rather we be playing like this in November instead of in February or March or something. Mm. You know what I mean? We'll get it together. We just got to get our D. We're giving up too many buckets on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Giving up way too many. That's the staple. That's the staple of Miami Heat basketball. They defense getting out on the break. We ain't playing no defense. Boys is getting open shots everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that in regards to Miami Heat, could it be like a could it be getting a little complacent, like as far as just like relaxed, knowing that they can turn it on in March or April when it's time?
Yeah, we can cut it on. We can definitely turn it on. That's why we done been to 3 straight finals.
Right.
Talking like a man that know he's where he want to be in June.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't mad at him either.
But again, you know, I think Shay, he's got the idea, you know what I mean? It's still early, he's still trying to find out, you know, where to space it is, who's supposed to be where on the floor. And once it gets down to like 20 or 30 games in, maybe even 20 games, not 30 games, but maybe about 20 games in, we'll see what it is. You know, let's just let the Heat get into that little winning streak, because you know it's coming. They got a 13, 14, 15 game winning streak in them somewhere.
Right.
So once they find their bearings and they get it together, and you know it'll be a good thing for the Miami Heat. But I just, you know, first couple of weeks of the season, I ain't going through a ranking yet, man. It's still too early. So Ziggy, what's your perspective on your Detroit Pistons so far, man?
Well, we're taking a few lumps. We're on the West Coast right now. Schedule makers didn't do us no favor because I wanted to at least get a little bit more water up under our belt before we took a trip like that with these young cats, with a young team. But it's all good. Hey, still got to play it out.
Mm-hmm.
One good thing about it is we're easier to watch this year. We still in games. We just like we had a chance that night to beat OKC, but Chauncey Billups, it was like 2 or 3. Shots that didn't fall for him that went in and out.
Right.
And we just weren't getting the shots to fall that night. and KD just took over. So KD did what KD do.
I'm looking at the record right now, man. The game y'all lost. You lost by 3 in overtime to Memphis. You lost by 8 to Indiana. You lost by 9 to Oklahoma City. You lost by 6 to Portland. So, I mean, it's not like you're getting blown.
We're not getting blown out. We just ain't making the plays. We need to find an identity. Really, we do. We need to find an identity to how to play.
Okay.
We don't know if we want to play fast. We don't know if we want to play slow.
Right. So again, like you said, you guys are on a West Coast trip.
Yep.
You got Golden State Warriors tonight. You know what I mean? So again, like you said, I mean, the team that you're dealing with right now, I think if they're young, again, they're going to get better before they, get any worse. They're not going to be as bad as they're accustomed to being. But again, these guys out here, on this West Coast trip right here, you should take two of these. I don't know what that is,
What is going on?
I don't know what that is. But handle that. That's it. Handle that. We're here, man. After Purge Review, Chief Styles Radio, man, doing what they do. I got Vicky in the building. I got Faye in the building with me. My Knicks, man, what can you say? It is what it is, man. I think that the conversations that I've been having with people lately and recently have just been basically... now it's the reality is starting to say, well, they're not that good. They never was that good. Who told you they was? All the time we was trying to tell you what it was about the Knicks, you got the pie in the sky, you got fooled by 7-0 and 25-7. The Knicks are not that good. It's straight like that. And nobody got time to be politically correct and tell you what you want to hear. And I'm a Knicks fan. I go back. And I'm going to say, and I'm going to tell you exactly like it is. We got Carmelo Anthony, who's not really sure of what he wants to do. That's my view. And we got Amari Stoudemire, who's another albatross. You know what I'm saying? And we just basically just kind of stuck right now. And then Charles Dolan, who's the owner of the team, he really don't know what he wants to do. He's just glad to say he owns the Knicks. So we're just spinning our wheels in mud right now. So as a Knicks fan, I'm just like taking it all in stride. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? We win, we lose, we lose. It's like we are the same team. Nothing's going to change about us until we get a point guard that people are going to respect. You know what I mean? Because people coming into the garden thinking that they can win and not, wipe their feet on the welcome mat when you come into MSG, man. We can't be having that no more. So we lost Shay, man, so it's all good. Hopefully you call back, my dude. Vic, you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
That's what it is. So that's basically it, man. When people say, well, how can you be a Knicks fan, you talk about it like that. Because that's what Knicks fans do. I don't see no sugarcoating and nothing. I don't see no politically correctness and nothing. Look at the record. We're 2-4. What else you want me to say? You know what I mean? So it's not about Mike Woodson. It's not about Bargnani. It's not about what type of talent is hurt, broke his leg.
What I actually think it is, because you do it with Tampa Bay, too. And I actually see what you talk. I get where you're coming from, because I used to get frustrated like that, too, and say stuff about my team, which is no problem. It's because I'm not living with you. I'm not in your shoes, and I don't know what you... I know what you're going through, but I don't know what you're going through in this situation. But anyway, what I think it is people so argumentative, and they want to talk, have a debate about everything so much. They're waiting. They don't believe. They don't kind of believe that you actually put your team up under your bias about your team.
Right.
And when you tell the truth and be real about it, they waiting on you to be like, say something like, Tampa Bay the greatest. The Knicks
right,
the
right,
greatest.
Right, right, right.
And so they can argue you down about it. So you don't give them that door to walk through when you say, hey, Josh Smith sucks. Or when you say Carmelo Anthony don't do enough for me.
Why you on Josh like that? I'm like, it's the truth.
I'm not
Shay,
lying,
you still there? Shay.
Yeah, I think he had to hang up. I think his line was buggy. That was him.
But, yeah, man, it is what it is. You just have to have a realistic view about your team, man. Because even when, taking it back to baseball one more game, I talked about the Boston Red Sox winning. Hell yeah, I talked about the Boston Red Sox winning. But when they got to the World Series, I could never, never, ever pick the Boston Red Sox to win the World Series. So if you know me, and you follow as a fan, and you up on After Further Review, or you see how I'm talking to other rooms or whatever, you put two and two together, yeah, I'm going to pick Boston, because I thought Boston was better than Detroit. Of course. Okay, I thought that's my opinion. But then when it came to the World Series, I'm like, I'm not picking the Red Sox to win. I could never do that. So I picked the Cardinals, and it was, you know, and the Red Sox did it because they deserved it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, you know, try to argue them winning the World Series. It is what it is, man. But, again, I called it like I see it, man. I try to be realistic as possible. Like, with the Yankees, I picked them to finish third. I got argued down. People beat me in the head. Where the Yankees finished? They finished third. So it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, you know, with the Knicks, man, we got a lot of growing up to do. People like to put the cart before the horse when it comes to the Knicks, man. Then they pretend that they don't understand what's going on. Either you really don't understand what's going on, or you're not paying attention. Or you're waiting for the win so you can say, oh, yeah, my team won. You know what I mean? We don't have no center. Tyson Chandler is done. His leg is broke. All right? Carmelo, is he should be the one that's really, really balling out because he's in his contract year. So he should really be balling out like, yo, we need to keep this dude. But he's waiting for free agency to come. So
and that's why my attitude about him is changing. Like, yo, if you don't want to be here, beat it. Beat it. Get out of here.
But you can leave, and I'm still going to be a Knicks fan. That's my team all day. So, and that's the kind of respect I try to give everybody else for their team.
But some people just, you know, it is what it is with some people, man.
You know what I mean? And as far as, you know, trying to be argumentative about it, it's all good. I invite that all day.
And it's sometimes, you know what, though, sometimes entertain, like I said, it just irks me when somebody has the moxies to say something, throw something. Because let me tell you something. One thing you'll never hear me say, you'll never hear me dog out nobody else's team unless somebody says something about mine. I just don't make posts because I'm a sports head, and I like everything. I can watch them. It don't get me. You know, it don't matter to me. But when you sit up there and say stuff like, okay, well, Detroit Lions is garbage. Okay, well, I know, kind of know that because of their history. But what do you base that on? What do you, okay, now, next, you know, now, naked mix, well, what you mean, you're biased? Well, I'm just asking you a question. I don't talk about your team, so why are you talking about mine? Right. What did they mind? Hey, we ain't even want nothing for you to actually talk about us. And they say everybody hates a winner, and I'm like, well, we ain't even no winner like that. So, just because I rep my team, and you don't like that my team, but I'm not supposed to not rep my team because you don't like them.
Right. And again, man, and that's why you rep them, because that's your team, and you can do that. You know what I mean? You're not going to jump from bandwagon to whoever's winning. If your team is doing bad, you rock with them. You know what I mean? I'm not for the, oh, well, they, and you know what, Ziggy? People have the, you know, they have the audacity and the gall to even say stuff like that. Well, the Buccaneers not doing good this year, so I'm going to ride with Atlanta. Atlanta's not doing good, so I'm going to ride with Denver. Denver, you know what I mean? So if that's how you do.
We went 0-16. I made jokes about us. I didn't jump off the bandwagon. I was like, I would like to be in the playoff. I made jokes about us. I was frustrated about us being 0-16. I mean, and now that you, and at the end of the day, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, when you look at it, it's quite funny. Yeah, I'm glad we're in the record books. You hear me say, we got one record y'all can't take away from us. Thank you, Jaguars. Thank you, Bucks. You know.
I've been down that road before, my dude. I've been down the 0-16 road, and I've been down the
0-14 road.
I've been down 0-26. So, I mean, it is what it is, but that's why you suffer through those 0-16 seasons. So when your team does have, you know, clinch that X by their name, when they clinch the playoff spot, you can really be happy for your team because you were there when they was 0-16. Now you see what it is. You get to sip some of that champagne now, and it feels good.
Yeah, and then everybody wants you to. They don't want you to pop that champagne, that cork bottle. They want you down in the dungeon. They want you so they can step on you. So they, and just because I won't let you step on me and throw rocks at me and I'm not throwing them back, then, hey, and I throw them back, then you get mad. What you get mad for? What your feelings in the way for?
You got to be able to handle that because everybody ain't the same. I said, I invite you, throw some rocks at me. I got some boulders waiting for that ass.
Hey, man, if I would have kept my feelings on my, let me tell you something. If I would have kept my feelings on my sleeve like that and took anything personal, me and you would have never got close like we did.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
we are.
I mean, but you know, man.
Because you came at me hard body karate the first time.
That's how I do it. I don't discriminate. I tried to tell you. You know what? That's what it was. I tried to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I don't just come out the mirror screaming on people. You know what I mean? But I was like, nah. But, you know, we talked about it or whatever, and it came through, and I was trying to tell you. You know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. And I think that's how I broke the ice with a couple of people in, you know, in the groups or whatever.
They didn't take it. But they didn't want to pick up and run with it. I'm like, man, you need to.
You know, that's it. Because I'm going to still be here doing my show, man. I'm going to still be here rocking out. And I'm a sports head, man, and I'm here, man, regardless. I could be missing the action from them groups. Sometimes, you know what I do, Ziggy? I look at it, and I see, because, like, I see the past couple of days, they've been going
hard.
It's
been hectic. It's been hectic.
Or whatever, and I don't want to be involved in that, man. I'm above that. I'm above that. So I'm just going to put it out there, you know what I mean? Whoever don't like it, that you can take it and do whatever you want to do with it. I'm above that. If we want to have a sports conversation, let's get it in. But if you want to have a conversation about catfishing and this one is trying to say this one and always arguing and all of that, I got you. I got you on that, too. You don't want it with me. And straight like that. But I don't have to be in every conversation. And
Right. Every thread is not for me.
Right.
Every thread is not for me. And it's a whole lot of threads I skip over daily.
Right.
Daily. Oh,
right.
The same, because they're talking about the same thing.
Right.
Why don't you bring something up different, and then somebody hits on somebody else, and the only time I get into say something is somebody, if I feel like somebody just threw a rock at me but don't want to tag me, tag me.
I mean, but,
say something.
I mean,
if you're going to throw it, put your name. Put a name behind it.
Again, that's what it is. You got to, you know, if you want to come aiming at me, I'm always available to be tested. Always. And I make sure everybody knows that, man. We here, man. After further review, 646-200-3838 is the master call. We still rocking out, man. We still rocking out. Let me try these hockey scores here, Ziggy. The Kings and the Buffalo Sabres. Buffalo just scored 2-1 in the third period. Islanders 3, Nashville Predators nothing. New Jersey Devils 2, Rangers 1. Washington Capitals 2, Columbus Blue Jackets 1, Carolina Hurricanes 2, Colorado Avalanche 1. Tampa Bay Lightning 1, Montreal Canadiens nothing, Flyers 3, Ottawa Senators nothing, Winnipeg Jets 3, Detroit Red Wings, the Jets 1, Red Wings 1, end of the second period. Anaheim, the Florida tied at 2, the end of the second, Phoenix Coyotes and St. Louis Blues, Phoenix 2-1, and San Jose Sharks and Calgary Flames just getting underway. So yeah, man, I'm here with my man, Vicky, we in the building, man, just talking, man, you know, we just talking, so, you know, we hear y'all out there. We see the listeners out there. That's one to get in on the conversation, man. You could either, you know, speak up for yourself, or if somebody reminds you of somebody that you know what I mean? Holler at them. It's 646-200-3838. It's the math. Let's get it in. We're trying to expose some folks. You know what I mean? A lot of people talk real greasy, but here's your opportunity.
Yes, behind the keyboard. Yes,
here's
sir.
Here's your opportunity.
Yes, sir.
I got to let you know every Tuesday night it goes down, so you can, you know, either step to or step away, and we got you. After further review is in the building, man, we talk sports like we talk sports. I got my man Ziggy on the line. We definitely go through the pitch and all that. And that's all. Don't be scared. We know you out there listening. Mr. Ben is keeping me up on everything. So we know you out there listening. All you got to do is press 1. You get in on the conversation. We can kick it. So that's basically it. So
that sounds too much like right.
Yeah, you know. But, again, man, you have conversations with people, man. It's good to talk to people that, you know, even though, man, you agree to disagree. You like the Lions, I like the Buccaneers. You like the Tigers, I like the Yankees. We can have those agreements, and we can go hard at each other, but it's just sports.
Yeah.
And
at the end of the day, I'm going to pick myself up, dust myself off,
and
shake your hand, and see you again tomorrow.
Because everybody, if you don't have a winner in one sport, you'll have a winner in another. You understand what I'm saying? My Buccaneers are 0-8. You know what I mean? And I'll take that. I'll eat that because I'm a proud Buccaneers fan. But my Yankees, we you know, we fell off, you know what I mean? We haven't had a World Series in a couple of years, but it's all good, though. It's all good. So I got a team that wins, that I love, and I also got a team that loses that I love. And then you got I'm a Knicks fan. So, like, you know, you can talk about me all day. I'm going to eat that because I'm a Knicks fan. I meant for the hop on the Golden State Warriors bandwagon or the Miami Heat bandwagon or the Chicago Bulls bandwagon. Because that was you know, we seen that a couple years ago, my dude. Where are the old Chicago Bulls fans at? Where are all the old Boston Celtics fans at? Where are all the old, you know what I'm saying? Where are these cats at? So I'm just saying, man, it's nothing wrong with you liking who you like. Like who you like. But when you're all over the map, I got no respect for you. I got no respect for that when you're all over the map. You can like who you want to like, and it's all good. That's the bell. I think I heard the bell in the background. T is on the line. T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Don't strain your voice. What's good, lady?
I guess she's still checking her grocery list. So it is what it is. Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello.
What's going on? How you doing?
First off, I want to congratulate you for your win last night, the mayor.
Yes, we finally let go our ego.
Hey, it don't matter where you go, where you come from now on, you got to win last night.
I was sweating it, though. I was sweating it. I was tempted to talk some junk. I got in the group and was tempted to say something, but I didn't want to put the cart before the horse. And you know what? Miami was trying to come back, man. I was like, oh.
They was trying, but they
trying.
Just couldn't do it.
Yeah,
you know what? I was so confident.
I
was so confident. I turned it off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they got this. They got this under control. So I'm gonna leave it alone.
So congratulations.
You got your quarterback now. Yeah. Vic can't. You know, because my thing is, okay, you remember Vic was saying he never could find nobody and with Riley Cooper and everything like that. But why is it so easy for Foles to find Riley Cooper now?
They got the complexion for the connection.
I'm sorry. They got the complexion for the connection.
That's what it is.
You know, that's what it is. You know, big shout out to my boys, and I just hope they keep up the, you know, especially Nick Foles, that he keep up what he's doing. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I'm not going to be that bandwagon jumper. I wouldn't care. Like I said, they could have lost every doggone game this year as well. I'm still a diehard Eagles fan. I believe green.
You
got to
respect that. I respect that. I ain't mad at that. You know what I'm saying? But, shout out to the Eagles and all of that. I don't know if you're a Sixers fan or whatever, but it was all good a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care
who we lose to. You know, we lost to the Giants. And this weekend coming, we're playing the Redskins. We're going in.
It's
to say we're going in. Well, whoever we play, we're going to go in hard.
Because
we tied for first place right now.
I think we will.
We gotta go for that.
Let's see. Hold on. Wait a minute. We gotta check our schedule right quick.
Hey, y'all in the best conference to do it though. You only one game back, ain't you? They tied the lead.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So consider how y'all started out. That's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all. So your schedule is tight.
You got Washington this week, and then you got your bye week. So if you beat Washington, you'll be 6-5, right? Then you come back from the bye week, you play Arizona, Detroit, Minnesota, Chicago, and Dallas. Like, that's 10-6, 9-7. That's a win
in the division. I mean, because Foles is looking dang on good. He's looking very good. I mean, this boy, honestly, I did not expect that from him.
Right.
You know, and like I say, Riley Cooper.
Right.
Foles is not just going to one person.
Right.
It was trying to hit Deshaun, McCoy.
Right. Spread
Wait
the ball
a minute,
around.
It's more
right.
people
right.
on the
right.
team
okay.
than them.
Okay. And you know what, again, Foles, he's looking a little bit more confident back then. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's the point. That's the word right there, Mayor. He's very confident right now.
Right.
You know, I think that little doggone 7 TDs and three quarters, like, boost him up. Like, you can do this.
Right. No doubt.
But you got to be confident and do what you got to do.
No doubt.
You know, but it's crazy because we always lose at home.
No doubt. Hold on 1 second, too. You got Kia on the line. Kia, what's going on?
Okay.
So what's happening? Hello, we got two on the line. What's happening?
Nothing.
Hey, Kia, Lucius.
Hey, Kia.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm blessed.
That's good.
So what's the word with you? You want to start on with the Steelers, or you want to start on with your Lakers? Which way you want to go?
I'm not starting with the Lakers.
Okay. All right. I mean, hold on 1 second. I just asked Sherry and I asked Ziggy to give us the season just started 2 weeks in. What is your, what's your opinion so far? Just 2 weeks into the season, are you like?
I'm going to wait till December to when Kobe gets here. As long as they stay maintained, I'm fine about that. I'm not, it is what it is. As long as they stay maintained until Kobe get back, then I'm good. But right now, I'll wait till December when he comes.
Mm-hmm. Are you surprised, or are you where you thought you were? Is it 3-5 right now? Are you where you thought you would be, or is it a little bit better? Or
I'm not surprised because you know they just gotta play together. I'm not surprised. I like when they played Houston, even though Kyle didn't have a good game, but everybody
right.
else stepped up.
Right.
But Kyle didn't have a good game, but I mean, as long as they maintain, everybody do what they need to do. Nash, I mean, I'm still worried about him. It's just so many pieces I'm still worried about. But like I said, when Kobe gets back, then that settles everything.
Right, right, right. So basically, you just want him to be around. So when Kobe comes back, then you know, just kind of like not miss a beat with him. And I'm not mad at them. 3-5 is kind of like you know what I mean?
Well, it's better than when we started preseason 0-8.
Right,
so,
right,
you know,
right,
and
right.
There's a whole
right,
different atmosphere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You guys
got up here. Yeah. So, you're kind of like where you are with your Lakers. So, real quick about your Steelers. Where you feeling about your Pittsburgh Steelers? You still feeling? I know you're feeling confident. That goes without saying.
I'm always confident in my team. That's regardless of what anybody about my team. I'm always for everything of my team. I don't care if my team is 1-15. They still gonna
there
go to
go,
the playoffs.
There you go,
Kia. They still gonna go to the Super Bowl.
You're right
at 1-15. So I'm always gonna ride about my team.
Wait 1 second. Yeah, how I must have bumped my head. I said, you didn't congratulate my Buccaneers for winning. Everybody congratulated my Bucs. Congratulate me. Give me some props. Crack your head. Say something. My Buccaneers won last night. Yes, thank you. There you go. All right.
Buccaneers.
Now I can stop. Hey, that's the bell.
You know
what it is. We got a caller on the line. Marky Mark. That's the name we got. Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
What's going on?
I don't see you playing the funky best with us.
Hello.
What's going on? What's good?
What's happening? This is Marcus from the sports room. First time in here.
First time caller. Applaud that. That's what it is. We like those first time calls. Right? What's going on, my dude?
Not much. I was just sitting back listening to y'all talking about the Steelers and the Lakers and all that.
Okay, that's you rock it. You got the Steelers, you know?
Oh, no. You know, I'm going with the D all day. We ready for that. Time
okay.
to see it coming. We ready.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's what
time
it is.
Time to see it coming.
Yeah, time to see it coming. You see what Megatron about to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't know this was coming.
Let's get it in. Ding, ding.
Let's get it in.
One at a time now. We want everybody to be heard. One at a time. I give Megatron compliments. Like I said, but I suspect they and I believe there will be penalties on them too. I'm already expecting that.
I said off top the Steelers was going to have a tough year because they coming in with no running game. Mike Wallace, that's hurting them low key.
What's wrong with our running game?
Their running game sucks. It's not what it usually is, and we all know that. Let's just keep it real.
Our running game doesn't suck.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Hold up.
That's
Marcus,
okay, Marcus.
Hey, yo, Mark.
We just want to show something, man.
Hold up. Mark.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you speak your mind, right? And then I'm going to let T.A. have the rebuttal. You said that the Steelers' running game is no good and it's not existing. Elaborate on your point. And then I'm going to let T.A. speak.
What I really mean is, like, it's not what it's been in recent years and classic, successful Steelers franchise football. It's not
okay.
the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. Like,
right.
And as a result, I think that's why they're having trouble. It's a lot of pressure on Big Ben to actually throw it too much. He's not really known for throwing it a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That running game, you know, it take a lot of pressure off what he got to do. Now
right.
he got to do too much, and it's wearing on him. That's what I think.
Okay, so that here, I'm going to let you respond to that. So
in your
own unique way, I'll let you have the floor. There you go.
It's not our running game. You know what? Our offensive line is suspect. They're not giving Ben, and you know, I blame a lot of it on Ben too, because Ben holds that ball too long. He tried to make, you think in the Buffalo game, where he tried to shuffle the pass, but he tried to, and he had to cover his own fumble. He's doing too much stuff that, you know, that doesn't need to be made in that, you know, in these type of games. Running game, there's a lot of running games. Breyer and Unwin Team had a good game, a running game. At least we're not 30th. Who would have thought the Ravens would be 30th in a run? The consensus on our running game, our offensive line, suspect. Everybody on the offensive line is suspect. But they're not giving Ben enough time to throw the ball, and yet Ben does hold the ball a long time.
He was holding
but
the
like
ball
said,
when y'all used to win chips.
Like I said, and to answer your question, that's your question, Marcus. It's not our running game. It's our offensive line. Our running game will be hot. You know what? We're going to see what Bush does or gets that defense. One thing I'm not worried about Bush running. Bush ain't running.
I'm not worried about Bush running.
They're going to have to go the opposite way. They're going to go to CJ. And with, like I said, Jay and Ike Hill will be having penalties on whoever got to go on Megatron Sunday.
Okay.
I'm just saying, 20 rushes for 51 yards, I'm not going to get it with Le'Veon Bell.
Well,
right?
Got,
that's
not
going to get it done.
He got 904 receiving yards, right?
He had said that the offensive line for the Steelers is suspect and it's safe.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them because they got the Dominican crew coming.
Yes, sir. Me.
And you know who? I'll let you have the floor. You can speak your mind. How you feel? And as far as Ben, he's holding on to the ball, and I think Ziggy was trying to say that's what he was known for when y'all was getting chips, for extending plays and making it happen. And maybe, I don't know, is it the personnel that he's working with? We already know the offensive line is suspect. So
you know our offensive line play the Ravens defense. You get to him, you get to him. But one thing about Ben, if he can get out the pocket and get make a play, then he'll get brown with somebody. I'm not worried about the quarterback.
And we come in there to give it to y'all. And we are going to come in there and give it to y'all.
Yeah.
No problem. We'll give it to you. No problem.
We played the Ravens defense. You don't see what the Ravens defensive line look like. Come on, he got sacked with Sue and Nata all day. Come on.
Ben beat Sue.
Yes.
Oh, all I wanted to say was Ben meet Sue, Sue meet my, hey, meet Ben.
Wow. Wow.
And if
I
got to, if I got to, you can meet my friend Fairly too.
Look at how the Lions are, that's the only reason I'm saying that. Look at how the Lions are playing, you know what I mean? And I think that if Ben can, you know, get the time, okay, if you discuss the offensive line, right? If the O-line can make some time for Ben, they could possibly chew up that Lions secondary. Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
You know
just
what I'm
the
saying?
Same way we're going to
chew
up Mike
Taylor. Mike
Taylor
might throw a couple too heavy.
It's the same way we can chew up Mike Taylor. You better roll a safety over there. Because he's going to rewrite the record books right in your hometown.
Oh, snap.
And that's real talk.
Think he going in like that?
Yes, sir.
He ain't going in there. People throwing stones at my team.
I'm throwing them back.
That's right. That's right.
The choir in the background. That's right.
Take it. Hold on one second.
Mark.
Yo.
Mark. We appreciate you calling the bigger show, my dude. But one thing for today, man, being that, you know, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers finally won a game. So I would like for all the callers to acknowledge my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, please. Thank you very much. I did already, man.
I said congratulations. That's the first thing I said.
Hey,
I congratulate him.
Mark didn't know, but it's all good. You
got to be able to win last night. I wanted him to be in the record books with us. But I'm
going to
keep it real.
I want to be
now
in the record books
last night.
We got to hold on to something. We got
to
hold on to
something. I
want to
be the only one with 16 team. Man, it sucks.
We still try to be lamesters for Jameses. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Who y'all gonna draft, man? What's y'all number one pick? Who you think y'all gonna draft?
I don't know, man. I'm looking for. We gotta win four games first, Mark. We can win four games.
Might need a quarterback.
It was a fire last night. We gonna definitely need a quarterback, definitely. So whatever comes down the pipe with us, man. Whatever's left for us at 3 or 5, or whoever we pick, we gonna pick somebody nice. Because there's a lot of quarterbacks that's coming out. Maybe y'all don't look at Braxton Miller.
I don't like Vic either.
I don't want
Braxton
Miller.
Never mind, he don't produce good NFL quarterbacks, so
no,
I wouldn't look
no,
at Braxton
you know
Miller.
What, you know what, those Ziggy and Mark and Shay and T&T, thanks for calling, first of all, man. I just think that, you know, I'm looking at it from the Josh Freeman perspective. Josh Freeman was supposed to be my quarterback for the next 15 years, yo. And he was a hard draft choice. We got him from Kansas State. So now I'm kind of leery, man. Who's going to be that next dude that's going to take us for the next decade? You know what I'm saying? We had a quarterback.
Right.
Now we drafted a quarterback again. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. So that's where I'm at with my Buccaneers, man. And I love my team, and I finally got a win. Now I finally can feel like I can talk with the Steelers and the Lions and the Patriots, the Eagles, and all that. You know what I mean? I got a W. That's what it is.
Eagles fly.
What was the score last night?
22-19,
wasn't it?
22-19.
What?
And Kia. It was like 15.
Y'all could have had two wins.
It was killing Miami, yo. It was killing them.
I'm glad.
And then Kia, you know what happened before halftime? Tannehill was like 6 or 7. He was just throwing the one dude. He was the Matthews, the kid Matthews.
Wow.
He was throwing to him, and he was show his chance with my secondary. Golson comes with the spirit penalty, the 15-yard penalty that killed us. You know what I mean? Put Miami in position. So at halftime, it was 16-7. They scored just before the half.
Wow.
Right? Then Miami got the ball back. They got a field goal made at 16-10. And then,
that's when my man, by Glennon, goes to interception. By Glennon. And then Miami gets the ball back here, and Miami scores a touchdown. And then they take the lead. And with 2 minutes left, they missed the 2 points. They went
for two.
Wow.
They missed it, right?
So then Pia, they got another turnover. And Miami kicked another field goal. And it was 19-15. So when the fourth quarter started, Miami was winning 19-15.
Right.
So we was driving, doing our thing. Finally, we woke up. Finally, because we were getting some runs. Leonard was contributing real hard.
Okay? We wasn't making stupid penalties. We got a touchdown for Bobby Rainey. He's the guy that replaced Doug Martin, who's out for the season. We got the touchdown with 10 minutes left, and our defense came through.
We sacked Tannehill like 3 times. They were doing rants to try to tie the game up.
Oh,
I was sitting here, man. I was disgusted. I was scared. All at the same time. Like, what's going on here?
So man.
Yes, go ahead.
Was that a surprise win for you?
Was it a surprise? No.
Okay.
He called
it. Okay.
I think you called it. You called it 10 minutes before the game.
Maybe you have
to go
out
to Ed Reed now.
Maybe
you go out
to Ed Reed?
That's what I was going to say. Where y'all think he
going to
land?
Yeah,
they
retired.
I saw
that.
They put Warren Sapp in the Circle of Fame, and I was hoping that maybe we could have, you know, had him strap on a helmet or something, because we need some help, yo. I don't know.
Wow.
What it is, it's like
this,
we play the first 5 minutes of the game,
this week.
We play like day boxes, but then after that, yo, it's over with.
But, yeah, my Buccaneers won, so I'm expecting everybody to, you know, shout my team out.
Do you come back to the Eagles this year, man? No.
Huh?
I'll say you'll come back to the Eagles this year.
No. We don't play the Eagles no more.
You know I had to say that, right?
Yeah. That's all good. Everybody has a birthday. It's all good.
I still love
you. Everybody has a birthday, man. That's what it is. Hey, yo, we have the part of the show right now, man. We pick 3 games, man, and we go for around the table and see what it is.
I have a question.
Who we got in the building? I got Kia in the building. I got T in the building. Biggie, you still here?
Yep.
That's what it is. Mark, you still with us?
I guess he had to go hang some clothes on the line. That's what it is.
Oh, Shay, you still there, my dude?
She never came back, I don't think.
She got a question.
Shay's watching Duck Dynasty. It's all good. It's all good.
What did you think about the Rookie of the Year?
In which league?
Both.
The kid from the Marlins, he deserves it. Yasiel Puig didn't play long enough, and Fernandez was really killing them all year long, so he deserves it. And the kid from Tampa Bay, Will Myers, every time I watched him here, he was hitting the ball and hitting it hard. Every time
he made
one play, and maybe it might have been a game in September. And he took a bad route on the ball, and the ball got past him in the outfield. I think that's the only mistake I saw Will Myers make, and I think that he's gonna be that dude. Will Myers is the two. Yeah, so I think that Will Myers deserves it, and I think definitely Jose Fernandez deserves it over Yasiel Puig. You know, but I think the rookies of the year were worthy. The managers of the year too, I think, were worthy. You know what I mean? Because Terry Francona. From the Cleveland Indians, which I told Ziggy about before the season started, about the Cleveland Indians, you know what I mean? Because Terry Francona is not going for that losing stuff.
He's not having it. So, you know, they came close, you know, and hopefully, you know, maybe they'll get better next year or whatever.
But in the National League with Quinn Hurdle and the Pirates, you know, he deserves it too. You know what I mean? But my thing is, Kia, look how they get ready to tear down center field. When Atlanta Braves play, they get right there. They just built on the field like 25 years ago. So why are they tearing it down?
Not everybody speak at one time, but it's all good. That's what it is. I think that the rookies of the year, both leagues were very deserving. Managers of the year were deserving as well. I'm mad because the Atlanta Braves, man, they're tearing Turner Field down. I don't understand that. It came from Atlanta Fulton County. They tore that down. Then they built Turner Field on top of that. Now they get ready to turn the field down, and they're moving to somewhere,
wow,
to Cobb County or something like that. So I don't know what's going on down there in Atlanta, man. And no disrespect to Atlanta, but it's not really the best sports town. Real talk. You know what I mean? Let's just keep it 100% focused.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, for them to, you know, just tear down the stadium that they just built says a lot about, you know, where they at, man. You know what I mean? So they want to announce that the Braves are leaving in 2017. So they
where
are
they
a couple
going?
More years. Go ahead.
Where are they going?
They're going to somewhere out of somewhere. It's still going to be the Atlanta Braves, but they're moving like to somewhere else, man, in that area, man.
Like the Detroit Pistons is with Detroit, 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
Okay.
The stadium is going to be like 10 miles north of downtown. So it's going to be like, you know, they're not going to be downtown anymore or whatever. But I just don't understand why they're doing this, man. But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But we here, man, 9:39, so we got a few minutes left, so we're going to bang out these picks right quick. The first game that we got on the NFL schedule, three games, guys, you know how we do it. We've been rocking with After Further Review. You know how we do. We get three games, and we pick them and see what it is. The first game that we're going to rock with is the New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. That's going to be a good ball game. And we're going to
That's up in North Carolina.
All right, so let's read it off. The ladies first in the building. Tia, what's good? Who you got?
I've got Panthers.
Got you all day. Hey, what's good?
Panthers.
All right. Ziggy, what you got?
Oh, I need this.
Yeah, right.
Let me go with the Patriots.
You with the Patriots? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who else we got online with us. I don't know if Mark is here or Shay.
I'm still here.
Oh, who's that? Who's this, Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. Now, this is the thing we do, man, every week. We get three games, NFL, NCAA, and we pick them, man, and we throw them all on the scoreboard so we keep everybody abreast of what's going on. So the first game that we're doing for the NFL is the New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. We just ask you to pick a winner straight up. No points or nothing. Just pick a winner straight up.
I'm going with Tom Terrific.
Okay, you're going with the Patriots. I got you. New England, Carolina. Brady's used to this. I don't know about Cam Newton and him being used to this situation. The lights is going to definitely be on the Panthers. And I'm not really feeling them like that. This is a big game for them. I'm going to take the New England Patriots. I'm going to stick with what's familiar. I'm going to ride with the Patriots on this one.
Good, all the guys going for the Patriots and the ladies going for the second game
we rocking out with is the San Francisco 49ers and the New Orleans Saints. So,
49ers.
Well, that game is
you got the 49ers?
Yes.
Kia, who you got?
That game up in New Orleans?
I'm going with Breeze. Got you. Ziggy, who you got?
You said this game. Where you said this game at?
It's in New Orleans.
Okay, New Orleans.
Mark, who you got?
Give me the Saints. Who that, baby?
Who that?
That's what it is. Yeah, man. New Orleans. That's another tough one. I'm going to go with the Saints because I think the Saints are waking up, as evidenced by the annihilation that they gave to the Cowboys. That was really, really, really embarrassing and really, really serious. So I think that Drew Brees and them is going to, you know, they're going to do their numbers against the 49ers. But I think the 49ers are fading. The last game, and you already know, Jimmy, I already going to put you down. The last game that we're going to do is the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs. So Ziggy, I can put you down for Kansas City, right?
Touchdown, Kansas City!
Broncos.
That's a Sunday night game, y'all. It's in Mile High, it's in Denver, so I got Ziggy down for Kansas City. Hey, who you got?
Broncos.
Huh?
Who did you say?
I said T. Who you got?
Broncos.
Broncos. T, who you got?
Not the Broncos.
Gotcha. Mark, who you got, man?
Gotta go with Peyton, man.
Gotcha. Wow, this one's gonna be. This one's gonna. We really gonna see where Kansas City's at, man. Under the lights. Sunday night, everybody's gonna be watching Kansas City and Denver. You know what? I think Kansas City's defense is gonna score, and I think that might be the turning point in the game. I'm gonna put a check by that one. I think Kansas City's defense is gonna score. I'm gonna take the Chiefs. I'm gonna take the Chiefs in that game.
You taking the Chiefs? You picking
yeah,
the wrong one.
Chiefs.
Oh, wow. It's not no wrong. There's nothing wrong with having vision and seeing ahead of the curve. I think the Chiefs defense will score. And I think the Chiefs defense will score. Everybody, hey, everybody can't be the same. That's true. We'll see Sunday. And you need to go extra game, sir. I like that. Tell him, Ziggy.
You need to go an extra game, sir.
I think they need to go with the Eagles, right, Ziggy?
Steelers Lions, because we got two.
No, we got two people on this line.
Why
not the Eagles and the Redskins?
Because it's not y'all week. It's not y'all week. You ain't got another Redskin person on the line.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So you got a Steelers fan and you got a Lions fan. You got Lions fans.
We're doing the college games right now. The first college game we're gonna get into. Is Florida and South Carolina. It's going to be
Florida,
South Carolina. One at a time. Everybody one at a time. Kia, who you got?
I got South Carolina.
Gotcha. Ziggy, who you got?
South Carolina.
Mark, who you got?
South Carolina.
Gotcha. T, who you got?
Hell, I'm going with everybody else, South Carolina.
at least you go to many.
South Carolina at home, number 16 in the country. Suburbia is trying to get up in there. So I'm gonna put it down for South Carolina. I think Suburbia and then we're going to try to prove a point against Florida. The second game that we're going to rock with, Georgia against Auburn. That should be a real good game. Georgia and Auburn, it's going to be... in Auburn, at Auburn. So, Mark, first time, what you got?
Me, Auburn.
Gotcha. Ziggy, who you got?
Auburn.
T, who you got?
Me?
Yes, you. Your name is T.
I'm going Auburn, too, shoot.
Auburn, too? Okay. T, who you got?
I got Auburn. I ain't going to be set up to be Alabama next week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Georgia started the season, you know, with only one number by their name. Now they got two numbers by their name.
Right?
They got two numbers by their name. Auburn ain't going to take Keith. You know who the running back for Auburn, right? My man, Trey Mason. I'm going to say that again, Trey Mason. That's Mason from De La Soul. That's his son. That's tearing it up down there in Auburn.
Yeah.
He's doing his numbers. That's my man, Mateo Vela. That's his son down there. I'm going to take Auburn on the strength. And you know, I never really fully believed in Georgia like that because I really don't like Aaron Murray. But, you know, with my luck, that's who Tampa Bay will end up with. But anyway, it is what it is. We have to bear. Oh, we got one more game, right? We got one more game. Texas Tech and Baylor. That's going to be our third college game. T, who you got?
What game is
this?
Texas Tech or Kia?
Who, Kia or Tia?
Either or at this point. Texas Tech or Baylor.
Who is it playing?
You know what? I'm going to start with the fellas. I'm going to give you a chance to regroup and get your
thank
together.
You.
Ziggy, who you got? Texas Tech
Baylor.
Or Baylor?
Baylor.
Thank you, sir. All right. Mark, who you got, my dude?
Give me Baylor.
Yeah, who you got?
Baylor. They up in Waco?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got Baylor.
Gotcha. All right, T, you ready?
Baylor.
That's all you had. I was getting ready to say, that's all you got.
Mayor, can we get a parlay on a pro game, please?
Because
we got to have this etched down in stone.
I think we need Eagles and Redskins.
And we try not to, and Keith, we try not to use that term around these parts. We say Washington around these parts. We don't want nobody protesting.
Hey, T.
Yeah, how they do.
Yes. The thing is, this is a special week, and I need this game on the flow.
Well,
I'm
you
sorry.
Need the Eagles to win.
You can have the rest. You can have the rest of the. You can have the rest of the games the rest of the year. But let me. Can I have my ice cream and cake and eat this right now?
Go ahead.
Please,
please,
please.
I'm begging you, please. I'm getting on the floor. Begging you, please. Let it be Steelers Lions.
Okay. There you go.
See, I don't even like you no more, Ziggy.
Hey.
So, Ziggy, would I be wasting time asking you who you think will win the game?
Sue, give Ben a hug.
Okay,
I'm going with
go.
The Lions.
You
know that. Come on. Yes, sir.
He's doing detrimental shit. I mean stuff. Sorry.
You have to watch yourself now.
I'm sorry, honey.
I missed that.
I don't even know. It went over my head.
Sorry.
Ziggy got the Lions. Kia, who you got? Detroit or Pittsburgh?
Of course, Pittsburgh. She knows who she got.
I just had to ask for, you know, folks.
She wants to pick the Lions.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, who you got, man? Lions or the Steelers?
You already know.
Yeah, we're going with
the Lions.
It is. Lions. Yeah.
Key,
who you got?
Lions.
Jesus,
you're
going with Lions.
I love you, Kia.
Oh, yeah.
That's my baby sister. I still love her.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. I gotta go with Pittsburgh.
Don't worry about it. You ain't gotta explain nothing to me, buddy.
It's all on paper.
Play it on the field.
If this is one of those games right here, that again, like you said, if you're sleeping on the Lions, I'm picking Pittsburgh. If the Lions are going to Pittsburgh,
we gotta do it.
This is it
right here. We need this.
Yeah, this is it right here. So, a lot of good games. Shout out to all the listeners once again, man. After first big YouTube challenge in the building, we picked New England Patriots and Carolina Panthers. We picked the 49ers and the Saints. We picked the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. We got a special one for Ziggy. We got the Detroit Lions and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The college games, we picked the Florida and South Carolina, Georgia and Auburn, and Texas Tech and Baylor. One more game, man. I want to thank everybody, man, who called in, man. And everybody.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mayor.
Let me finish what I got to say first.
Yes, sir.
Back out.
I want to
thank everybody, man, who took the time out to call after further review, man, and took the time out to listen, man. We do what we do, man. It started out a little rough, but, you know, we rock out, man. I got some good people working the boards for me and all that good stuff right there. You even got a first-time caller, man, 2 weeks in a row. I like that. Shout out to my man, Marcy. So, Zig, go ahead.
Thanks. You can thank me later. You can thank me later for the ESPN after further review. Fantasy football for beating Twin and holding up that lead for you.
Yeah, you did do that for me, man. But I took the L too, man.
I did my part.
Yeah, you did your part.
I did my part to hold that lead up because he was about to run. He was about to run away with it.
Yeah, he was. Him and his brother, they do their thing. Shout out to the Twins, man.
Shout out to them.
That's my man to them, hard body. But yeah, man, we doing it, man. Another week down. I got to shout out to other hosts of the shows, man. I do my thing on Tuesday night, Hard Body. Tomorrow night is the Diva Squad in the building. Miss Rachel, shout out to Miss Rachel. Andy in the building, Miss King, they do their thing. And then he comes on after the Divas and he holds it down on the comedy set, so you know that's what it is. And Thursdays is the Belvins, man, my man KL, the big homie and his wife, they do what they do. And Friday night, man, my man Rich is holding it down in the entertainment tip, and then we fly through the week again. Sunday comes back around. with the Spiritual Sundays with Mr. Vena, my man, Big Squid, in the building. I see you. And then Monday, you know, the man holds it down, Unsigned Artist Radio in the building. We had a good show last night. I was feeling a little down because I was trying to watch my Buccaneers, and then once the kickoff got started, I tried to, you know, get a little... Put a little sunshine in my voice, and that's how we do. But Tuesday again,
we
down to After Further Review. I'll be here, rocking out as always, doing what I do. This is
when we get down to basketball,
huh?
When we basketball,
what?
Talking about college basketball.
What about it?
I said you want to talk about college basketball, please.
We talked about college basketball earlier. Sure did.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Shout out to the Lions. Shout out to Mike Tomlin. Not the Steelers, just Mike Tomlin.
Aww. And I'm a Marcus.
Oh,
boy.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you.
That was a knee slapper right there.
Hey, so Ziggy, man, what's up, man? What's up there before we get out of here?
I can't follow behind that, man. That was a knee slapper. He took the word, hey. The first time caller, hey, Marcus, you got it, buddy.
Yeah.
That's hard shoes to feel right there.
That's what it is. Kia, anything you want to say to that before we get out of here?
Still a victory Sunday.
That's what it is. I heard that. very succinct and to the point.
You know, all I got to say is go Eagles, go.
All right. 76-74, Michigan State, 39 seconds left. Very good week, man. We didn't even touch on no situation, no negative stuff. We kept everything positive. We talked about college basketball. We talked about Michigan. We talked about the game that's getting ready to come up later on with Duke and Kansas. Watch Andrew Wiggins. Let him in his first game, and let's see what it is. Shout out to everybody, man, that called in. My man Marcy, first time calling, man. You know, looking forward to talking to you some more down the line. This is what it is, my dude.
Hey, Mayor.
Hey, my man, get back real quick.
I guess we must be on a 4-second delay, because when you just called out that Kentucky-Michigan State score, it was 76-72, and it was 4 seconds. So they not, they just scored. I'm like, wow, okay, this is going to be like a 4-second delay. You must be at the game or something.
That's how we do it. Shout out to Kia. Shout out to T. Shout out to Mr. Vena. I know that it's a bell in 956. I know. Hello?
Yes, sir.
What's
that's
happening,
that.
Man? What's going on? We're about to get out of here, man. What's going on?
I know. I'm sorry for calling late, but I was too busy still crying from my daughter losing. I'm sorry, but.
Oh, yeah.
You want to call in at 956? It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah,
I couldn't. That's what it is. Real quick, man, before we get out, I'm going to get you on these picks real quick.
We got New England and Carolina. Who you got? We ain't got all day, homie.
All right, he must have hung up. He must have his license glasses off or something. So, but shout out to Mr. Hollywood Smith for checking in at 9:56 and all that. And, man, we do it, man. Hard body karate here. After first review, we in the building. Check you out every day, man. It goes down. You know what it is. We rock out. We do what we do. Everybody that's listening, man, you know, it is what it is. Check you out every week. I'm in After First Review. I'm in the sports room group. I'm in the season ticket. I'm in sports fans. I'm in just sports. I'm in all-around sports talk. Everywhere I am, man. I ain't hard to find. I ain't hard to reach. I ain't hard to get in touch with. Let's get it popping. Shout out to everybody that's holding down and knows what they're talking about when they talk sports, man. Because that's all we do. We just talk sports like we talk sports. Peace to the whole GQ Powers fam. Shout out to my man and them at Skyhook Radio. I got you. Shout out to my man and them at Not 97. Not Shot 97. Not Hot 97. Not 97. I got you. The sports thing will be up with. The mayor is going to hold it down. So it's another Tuesday, man. We in here. We out of here. You know what it is, man. It's the mayor in the building. Until next week, yo. GQ Powers after further review in your area. Peace.
Hey, y'all, this is Half Pipe. And after further review, I'm checking out DeMayo on GQ Palace Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.